Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 1583 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hello, everyone.
Well, Tracy, we finished up our stories from Detroit, but I figured we'd stay in that area and stay in Michigan for the last couple of episodes.
Okay.
This is the Doherty Hotel in Clare, Michigan. I have no idea where the Clare, Michigan is.
Never heard of it.
Well, that doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Well, that's very true.
The Doherty family has owned and operated the hotel since it opened in the 1920s. The Doherty men were and remain the business managers. However, as Jim Doherty, a current owner, as he tells it, it was the Doherty women who were the heart and the soul of the business. The hotel has a colorful history. During Prohibition, it was a speakeasy, a place for backroom gambling and adult entertainment. It was also a meeting place for the Mafia and the Purple Gang. I think Prince was the one who owned that.
You reckon?
Here, they worked out all of their differences. In 1938, the hotel was the site of one of Michigan's most notorious murders. Isaiah Lebove, former Purple Gang attorney turned Purple Gang businessman, was murdered in the bar. He was shot dead by his cousin and business partner, Jack Livingston. Over the years, there have been numerous yet vague accounts of its haunting. Some believe that Isaiah Lebove may remain along with family matriarch Helen Grandma Doherty. The evidence that we collected was startling. Perhaps the more surprising evidence was recorded in a back room where Grandma Pemble's body was placed after her death. In this area, the voice of a woman was recorded. It was soft and feeble, as if she were either very old or very sick. The words were in response to the questions asked. We believe it was the voice of Helen Grandma Doherty.
That's not how you treat family. Just saying.
Terrace Inn and 1911 Restaurant in Petoskey, which I'm sure I butchered. Over the decades, there have been many reports of paranormal activities at this Victorian inn just north of the city of Petoskey. If you ask the desk clerk for the inn's ghost files, they'll hand over a thick folder with accounts from past guests and employees. Based on the evidence that we recorded, it seems that these reports may very well be true. After 5 years, this historic inn remains one of our most paranormally active locations. There seems to be three prominent spirits that wander the inn. The first is a lady in white seen in the hallways in the guest rooms. Could she be looking for the man in tweed? Another of the ghostly apparitions that is seen on the balcony. Then, there's the interactive youth, a lad of perhaps 12 or 14 years of age, who inhabits the basement. Our compelling recorded evidence and in-depth historical research lead us to believe that we have identified these wandering spirits and why they may remain. But they didn't share any of that information, so...
Oh, well, that ain't going to do no good.
Here's one we've covered a full story on, but I'm going to touch on it since it's been a while. This is the Sichuan Point Lighthouse in Gulliver. Who doesn't like the romance, mystery, and history of a lighthouse? Michigan has several that are said to be haunted. And we've investigated a few without success until our time at Sichuan Point. Who haunts this Upper Peninsula lighthouse? Well, for decades, it's been said that Captain Willie Townsend, former lighthouse keeper, remains attached to the old structure. It's also thought that two female spirits wandered a lighthouse keeper's residence. One of them is Mary Grandma Pimble, the mother-in-law of the former lighthouse keeper. Grandma Pimble died there during one of Lake Michigan's worst blizzards, a blizzard that assailed the lighthouse like an invading army. The wind and the snow smashed through the windows and assaulted the rooms. There have been extensive accounts of activity by visitors and employees, and there have been reports of apparitions, objects moving, the scent of Captain Townsend's cigar smoke, and much more. During our investigation, though, we did not come up with the clear evidence of Willie Townsend. However, we did capture several disembodied male voices. Who knows? One of them could have been Willie's.
What's up with all these grandmas? Excuse me. What's up with all these grandmas?
I don't know. I mean, grandmas die. They're usually older.
Oh.
So. All right. We love you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
I love y'all.
Hey, guys. Finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 1584 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hey.
Tracy, we're going to stick in Michigan.
Ooh, let's stick it in Michigan.
We're going to talk about Michigan's first state prison in Jackson, Michigan. Established in 1838, Michigan's first state prison remained in operation through 1934. It was an incredibly brutal place that housed some of the state's worst criminals and was known for its prisoner neglect, abuse, and torture.
Mm.
Today, the old prison has become the Armory Arts Village, a residence and a studio for local artisans. I can't imagine that works that good.
Oh my gosh. I don't even think I'd want to work even in that place knowing what happened there.
Apartments are very contemporary. The halls are covered with artwork. In spite of its modern renovations and freshly painted walls, rumors persist of its haunting. A few artisans have even drawn sketches of the fleeting apparitions as they've been wandering the hallways. Judy Krasno is the owner and operator of Jackson Journeys, LLC. Judy hosts daytime historic tours of the prison, so a visitor can actually see and feel the hauntings for themselves. She's also a resident expert of the prison's history, and she lives on site.
Mm-mm.
She swears her apartment, which is once a series of prison cells, has ghosts. And Judy's not the only resident who believes that. Even though the upper floors have undergone renovation, the underground section that held solitary confinement remains structurally intact. Although cells have been removed, there is intensity in that area that cannot be denied. Perhaps the most darkly powerful location is the tunnels. As Judy tells it, these small, cramped, and underground passageways once took guards to the watchtowers and to their cottages on the outside of the prison walls. Prisoners were also taken through the tunnels to get to and from work. It's believed that the tunnels may have been used for prisoner discipline. There's no doubt that even the bravest ghost hunter would feel vulnerable and intimidated in these endlessly dark tunnels. We began our series of investigations back in early 2012. These included private investigations with our core team, and later, public investigations for guests. The volume of recorded evidence collected to date is remarkable. There is no question many inmates at the Michigan's first state prison have never left.
Well, I mean, I guess if you're an artist living there, it gives you something to work on. Do you know what I'm saying? Like if they had all these apparitions and things like that, and you could, you know, turn that into art. I mean, I think that's kind of cool.
Angela Boley would.
Yeah, she definitely would.
She'd have a field day there.
Shoot, wouldn't she, though?
And she lives in, I think, Ohio. So.
Oh, is that right? So it's not that far from her, probably.
Not that far to go to Michigan.
No, but as far as living there on the premises, I would say, heck no, no way.
You don't think so?
No way, Jose, I would.
All right, Tracy, well, that wraps it up for this week, and this is Sunday, so hopefully some of you guys listening actually had some fun at the live event in Detroit.
No, we are excited. I know we're going to have a great time, and I know we had a great time. Let's put it that way.
I was going to say,
yeah.
This is past tense.
I know. We had a wonderful time, you guys, and met wonderful people. So
remember that when that one guy walked up and said, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, what?
All right, guys, we love you. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Hey, guys, if you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.